The Law for the Restoration of the Career Civil Service, passed on 7th of April, applied to some 2 million state employees. The law was designed to target the Nazis' political opponents, socialists, communists, and the Jews. Paragraph 3 contained the infamous Aryan clause. Civil servants not of Aryan origin are to retire. The law defined a non-Aryan as a person who had one parent or grandparent who was not Aryan. 62 years after their emancipation in 1871, German Jews were once again the subject of legalized state discrimination. It was the springboard for the Nazi persecution of the Jews that followed. Universities were state institutions, and soon, more than 1,000 academics, including 313 professors, were dismissed or resigned. Almost a quarter of the pre-1933 physics community was forced into exile, including half of all theorists. By 1936, more than 1,600 scholars had been ousted. A third of these were scientists, including 20 who had been or would be awarded the Nobel Prize, 11 in physics, 4 in chemistry, 5 in medicine. Formally, the new law did not apply to those employed before the First World War, or who were veterans of that war, or anyone who had lost a father or son during the war. But as the Nazi purge of the civil service continued unabated and claimed an increasing number who were exempt, on 16th of May 1933, Planck, as president of the Kaiser Wilhelm Society, went to see Hitler. He thought he could limit the damage being done to German science. Incredibly, Planck told Hitler that there are different sorts of Jews, some valuable for mankind and others worthless, and that distinctions must be made. "That's not right," said Hitler. "A Jew is a Jew. All Jews stick together like leeches. Wherever there is one Jew, other Jews of all sorts immediately gather." His opening gambit having failed, Planck changed tack. The wholesale expulsion of Jewish scientists would be harmful to Germany's interests, argued Planck. Hitler flew into a rage at the very suggestion. "Our national policies will not be revoked or modified even for scientists. If the dismissal of Jewish scientists means the annihilation of contemporary German science, then we shall do without science for a few years." In November 1918, in the immediate aftermath of defeat, Planck had rallied the dispirited members of the Prussian Academy of Sciences. "If the enemy has taken from our fatherland all defense and power, if severe domestic crises have broken in upon us and perhaps still more severe crises stand before us, there is one thing which no foreign or domestic enemy has yet taken from us. That is the position which German science occupies in the world."